there is a widespread practice that when someone is davening for the Yom with the Shliach Tzibur, when he gets up to Shemoneh Esrei, when he's finishing up the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he whispers quietly, Gal Yisrael, so that no one will be able to hear him. That is not a halacha. There's no halacha that a person is supposed to whisper Gal Yisrael. It's not recorded in any Rishonim, any early Achronim, to do such a practice. Where does this practice come from? What's it all about? Why do people think? And is it justifiable? Is it something that should be done? Should not be done? So there is a halacha of smichas gula tefila. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Brachos and Daf Dalit, and again later on in the Masech and Daf Mem Beis, that when a person davens Shmoneh Esrei, the person says Kriya Shema is supposed to juxtapose the concept of geula, speaking about geula, together with tefila. And the Gemara has some very nice things to say about someone who is Samech Kulu Tefila. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes tells us that the Kala Kedisha to Yerushalayim on the days that a person would be Samech Kulu Tefila will be protected from all sorts of harm, from all sorts of damages when he's Samech Kulu Tefila. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if a person is Samech Kulu Tefila B'mariv, he's going to be a Ben Olam Haba. The Gemara in Brachos tells us on Daf Tes that Rav Bruno once was Samech Kulu Tefila, and all day he was walking around with a smile on his face. As I think one of the biographies of Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that Rav Shlomo Zalman's Sichas Chulin was so full of Torah that one of his Talmidim once came, Rav Nevensal, I think it was, had a big smile on his face, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you were Samech Kulu Tefila today? Meaning that was just that's just the way his mind worked. Everything was based on a Maram Malkum in Chazal. But so there's definitely something to being Samech Kulu Tefila. It's absolutely a requirement. Why do we have to be Samech Kulu Tefila? Gemara doesn't say. Rashi in Brachos Daf Beis says, based on Yerushalmi, that the Bracha of Gaal Yisrael is like when you knock on the door, and then the Tefila is when you actually speak, when you actually communicate with the king. So to do Geula without immediately following with Tefila, it's like, what do they call it? Ding dong ditch, right? When you ring the bell and then you run away. What are you doing? You're not going to go to Baruch's door, and then you're running away. So that's no good. That's why we need to be Samech Kulu Tefila. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos Daf Beis and Beis and the Daf Arif says that no, Gaal Yisrael tells us is our way of telling Kodesh Baruch Hu how grateful we are that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and Shmoneh Esrei is our avoda, is the way we do. So by associating one with the other, we show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we understand what the purpose of the whole Geula was. We were freed from Mitzrayim so that we can serve You. That's why we want to dafka juxtapose the fact that we were freed with the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Most of what I'm saying, well, pretty much all of what I'm saying, is based on an article written by Rabbi Zivotofsky. Rabbi Zivotofsky points out that Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg adds a third reason, that Ka'al Yisrael relates to previous Geula. Shmoneh Esrei is a tefila for future Geula. So we show that the future of Klal Yisrael always has to be rooted in the past. The idea of Ha'avah Rayin Va'asid Adayin Va'ov Karavayin Da'agam Minayin, we don't really believe that. We believe that the past makes a huge difference, and it's going to educate the future. It's going to shape our future. Okay, good. So that's why we are Samech Kulu Tefila. So what's the issue over here with the Chazan finishing off the bracha? The problem is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch passes in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chav Dalid that a person has to answer amen to brachos that he hears. When you hear a bracha, you're supposed to answer amen. Here's the problem. You also need to be Samech Kulu Tefila. So what are we going to do? Have the Chazan say Gal Yisrael, then everyone is going to have to answer amen. And if you have to answer amen, then that's going to be a hefsek between your Gula and Tefila. That's the problem that we face. So how do we solve the problem before people came up with this chap of whispering the end of the bracha? So it's Machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber paskins that a person should not respond amen to Gal Yisrael. The Mechaber paskins this way in Siman Samech Vav and Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. One should not respond, just don't say amen to Gal Yisrael. Meaning, you have this conflict between the requirement to answer amen, the requirement to be Samech Kulu Tefila. Smich Kulu Tefila wins, amen loses. And you just don't say amen. That's the Mechaber's approach. The Ramah and the Torah also said, no, you have to answer amen to Gal Yisrael. Elamai, amen wins, and Smich Kulu Tefila doesn't really lose. It's not, because you have to answer amen, it's considered part of the tefillah, and therefore it's not a violation of smichas gula tefillah. So according to the Ramah, that's not a problem. It's not a hefsik between the gula and the tefillah. So the Mechaber and the Ramah were both aware of this problem, and they both dealt with this problem by paskening one way or the other. When you have these competing values, there is a third suggestion that maybe we can avoid the problem entirely of whether you should answer the shots, not answer the shots, if you just make sure that you complete your own bracha either right before the Shliach Tzibur finishes his bracha or together with the Shliach Tzibur. Because if you finish it before and you've already started Shemon Esrei, so then you don't have to answer Amen. You're not allowed to answer Amen. It's Pasha that you would not be allowed to answer Amen because you can't stop in the middle of your Shemon Esrei. You're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of Kriya Shema Birchaseh either. So if you're in the middle of saying the bracha while the Shliach Tzibur completes the bracha, so you're not allowed to answer Amen. So the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Brura, all in Siman Samach Vav, suggest that a person should finish the bracha of Gal Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then he won't need to answer Amen, and then the whole problem is going to be solved. So does that really solve the problem? The Levushei Sarad is quoted in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Samach Vav, Sivkat Lamed Hey, that finishing the bracha together with the Shliach Tzibur does not pater one from saying Amen. He says that a person should begin Shemona Esrei with the words Hashem Svasai Tiftach before the Shliach Tzibur finishes Gaal Yisrael, and that way you won't have to say Amen, to actually begin Shemona Esrei earlier. But if you finish together with the Shliach Tzibur, he thinks that's not good enough. So that's where this problem, this issue, is where the idea came from, that a lot of people just avoid the chiyuv to answer Amen by not finishing the bracha, by not saying the bracha out loud. There's no source whatsoever to not finish the bracha at all, to just not say it. That's terrible. You can't do that for sure. But by not finishing the bracha out loud, by being quiet at the end of the bracha, is there any precedent for anything like this? So there is a Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram in Simon Chaf Hei, where he discusses whether a person should answer Amen to the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tzvillin. And because he's not sure whether you do or don't, the Marsham in Das Torah or Chaim Simon Chaf Hei quotes from Tshuvas HaRamatz that you should say the bracha quietly so that other people won't hear it, because it's a suffix whether you should answer Amen. So that Eitzah of saying something quietly in order to avoid answering Amen does have some minor precedent somewhere. Also, second possible precedent, the Eshel Avram Mibachach, Rabbi Avram David Mibachach, writes that when he was the Shliach Tzibur, he would say the entire bracha of Gaal Yisrael quietly. Not half-half, not just the last few words. The entire bracha he would say quietly. Why? Because he didn't, when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he was afraid people were going to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And that's Vaday Hefzik. That they certainly shouldn't do. So he would, Dafka, would say the entire bracha quietly. The Chassan Sofer, not the Chassam Sofer, the grandson, the Chassan Sofer says that you could finish the bracha quietly, and he's the first one I think that we know of that actually suggested this idea of finishing the bracha of Gaal Yisrael quietly. So it sounds like good Eitzah. What's wrong with it? Meaning, okay, it's nice to say, it's fine to say it didn't exist, we never did it before, but is there anything wrong with it? Is there a problem with finishing Gaal Yisrael quietly? So I remember when I was at my brother's house in Palo Alto years ago, I pulled the sefer off the shelf, the Ksavim, the Edus Yisrael of Rav Henkin, Zichrono Levracha, and it was really cool because when I opened up the front cover, it said Misifrei Moshe Feinstein. All the grandchildren got something. So my sister-in-law is one of the grandchildren, so she got, or great-grandchildren, so everyone got a little piece from his library. So my brother, that's the sefer my brother has from Rav Moshe's library. So the first page I opened up to, Rav Henkin talks about this, and he's not happy about it. He does not like the fact that people whisper Ga'al Yisrael. Turns out I could have opened up to a lot of pages, and he would have said the same thing, because Rav Henkin writes about this in several places, that he's really not happy about it. He's really not excited about the fact that people whisper Ga'al Yisrael. He says the Rav Henkin holds that the Baal Tefila has to say all of Birchos Kriya Shema out loud. That's part of his chiv, and we should do like the Sfardim do, where they say the whole davening of the Baal Tefila, the Shliach Tzibur says everything out loud. So at least Birchos Kriya Shema, we should say everything out loud. It's a good way to make sure to control the speed of the minyan also, by the way, if you make the Shliach Tzibur say everything out loud, because normally they can't say it as fast as they would say it, or not say it quietly. So if you make him say everything out loud, it's always a little bit better. And in fact, in the Ezra's Torah Luach, which Rav Henkin was in charge of, and since 1947, every Ezra's Torah Luach has that note in there that the Shliach Tzibur has to finish Gal Yisrael out loud, because this was something that Rav Henkin was very into. Yeah. So what's the problem with it? Okay, so now Rav Henkin didn't like it. Is there anything wrong with it? So one argument is that Gal Yisrael silently saying the end of a bracha silently is disrespectful to the bracha. To have half loud, half quietly, is just to be zayin to the bracha. Others say that if it's quietly, then if it's said quietly, people who aren't at a point in the davening where they're not allowed to answer amen are being robbed of the opportunity to answer amen. I mean, what if I just walked into shul and I hear the chazan saying Gal Yisrael? Not that that would ever happen, but let's say I just walked into shul and I hear the chazan saying Gal Yisrael, so I should answer amen. Why should I lose that opportunity to answer amen? Others say that if the Shliach Tzibur finishes the bracha quietly, it doesn't really solve any of the problems, because maybe you have to answer amen even if you know, Rabbi Yamin Zilber writes, that even if you know that the bracha is being finished, even if you don't hear it, that's enough of a mechayev of amen. You would still have to answer amen, just knowing that it's happening. Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, the author of Torah Tamima, gives two other reasons why the Shliach Tzibur should finish the bracha out loud, and he thinks that the Tzibur should answer Amen. First, he quotes the Ramah, that saying Amen is not a hefsek at all, and it's okay. And he says, machlokas between the Ramah and the Mechaber is based on a machlokas between the Gemara and the Zohar. The Ramah holds like the Gemara, and the Mechaber is holding like the Zohar. And in general, we're not going to pass like the Zohar against the Gemara. Whenever the Nigla and Nistar contradict each other, we're always supposed to follow the Nigla, not the Nistar. And plus, he says, Chazal, who made the brach of Gal Yisrael, must have known that there's this competing halachic value of answering Amen, and yet they never said that you're supposed to say Gal Yisrael quietly. So that's why it seems that Rov of the Poskim were against this idea, because it's too innovative. I mean, why would you make something new? Obviously, if it wasn't the Minhag Yisrael, for whatever reason you want to give, if it's not like such a chap that no one could have thought of this before the last 50 to 100 years. People obviously could have thought of it, but they never did. They never did it. Obviously, it was not the way that this bracha was mesukan. Rav Salvechik was against it, Nefesh HaRav, page 128. The Satmar Rebbe is quoted in Minhag Yisrael Torah to be against this as well. So there are a few that try to defend the practice. Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests that because saying it quietly is already a minhag, so it's not disrespect toward the bracha. It's not considered to be zayin to the bracha, because it's already, people already know hig that way. And he strongly disagrees with Rabbi Yamin Zilber's idea that you would be chayiv to say amen even when it was said quietly. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt and Rav Ephraim Chelik Aleph Simen Ayin Aleph and Chelik Vav Simen Membeis also says that's the minhag of the Yeshiva Shevelt to say it quietly. It may be based on a grah, he thinks, that it's okay to finish the bracha quietly. Rav Nevensal is quoted also by Rabbi Zavatovsky saying that because the minhag is so widespread and people today say the bracha on their own and don't rely on the shliach tzibur's tefillah, so you don't need to hear the shliach tzibur like you used to have to in order to be yotzei your own tefillah, so there's no reason the shliach tzibur can't end the bracha silently. Rav Nevensal holds it's not a problem. That's Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and Rav Chaim David Alevi, these great Sephardic poskim, also say that for Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah and want to avoid any problems, the Shliach Tzibur, it's no problem, the Shliach Tzibur tends silently. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo, volume 1, pages 93-94, says that the Brach of Gal Yisrael should absolutely be finished out loud. That was the minig in the Grashul in Shari Chesed, where Rav Shlomo Zalman davened, and his raya was that all of the Achronim try to work out how we're going to solve this problem of the Amen and the Smichas Gula Tefillah, and none of them suggested saying it quietly. So if none of them suggested that, it must be that is not an appropriate solution. That is not what one should be doing. Nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman said, if you're in a shul where that's the minhag, follow the minhag hamakom. So find out, in general, whenever you're going to daven for the yamid somewhere, find out what the minhag hamakom is about everything. In some shuls, they're makbid that you should dafka sing the whole paragraph of Gal Yisrael. Some shuls are makbid you dafka shouldn't sing the entire paragraph. Everyone has, you have to, before you take the yamid at a shul, you should always find out what the minhag is. Also, last point, very important to note, for Svardim, you just follow the Mechaber. You say Gal Yisrael out loud, don't answer Amen, go straight to Shmoneh Esrei. Meaning by Svardim, there's no issue over here. Svardim say, the Shliach Tzibur says everything out loud, and the Mechaber Paskins Gal Yisrael is out loud, the Mechaber says not to answer Amen to this bracha. So by Svardim, it's not an issue. There is no Svardic practice, I don't think, to say it quietly. But again, saying it quietly does not seem to really be a halacha that's based on any significant sources, even though it may be a somewhat justifiable minhag. Okay. Anyway.